Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Who are you with?
We're the third-party call center calling about charges or orders. So, did you call
For
in
who?
for? So, we're the third-party call center. We represent 200 companies, and you called about charges and orders, and we are calling regarding charges and orders. So we take the zip code, the first and last name, and whatever company it is that charged you, then you find the account and you deal with the account and let us know what to do with it.
Is this for fraudulent charges? Are you guys with Arvest Bank?
So we're not with the bank. We're with the companies that would have charged you. So whatever.
Well, I have a fraudulent charge on my account for a company in Ohio called Extended Gardens that I tried to get a hold of this morning.
Okay, did you leave a message for them to call you back?
There was no place to leave a message. It was like I hit a number and then it was to call me back. So I don't know if you're with
So this
them
is the
or.
callback. This is the
Okay.
callback.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just a little skeptical because it was a fraudulent charge, and then my bank found another fraudulent charge on my account.
No need to apologize. Trust me, I'm a customer in the world. I know. So you take your
Okay.
time. You take your time. You're able to speak with me now, or you can get your bank representative when you call to be on the phone with you if you need like a legal witness kind of thing. Whatever makes you feel comfortable to deal with your account.
So, okay. Well, my zip code is 72745. And my name is Unity Chapman.
And you said Yenity
I'm on the
Chapman?
phone. Unity Chapman, yes. It's
Unity Chapman.
UNITY.
Then Chapman.
Yes.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. I'm looking for your name particularly. It's Unity Chapman, correct? And I see an
Yes.
account in your name. Would you verify the address starting with 220?
2206 Southwest Huntwick Avenue in Bentonville.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Information popping up.
Sure.
The computer's taking a little time, Ms. Chapman. It's coming up in 1 minute. Thank you.
That's fine.
Okay, Ms. Chapman. I do see here an order for the tactical bag that was shipped to you November 7th, and you paid $7.95 shipping and handling, but got the bag free. In addition, this account has an online discount store. Yes, other items, because it's a bundle where you're paying where you're receiving a $125 voucher for to shop on that account, and the online, you have the fitness app for. So you have several things here on the account that represent you having a bundle. Now, how may I help you with this account, please?
So I did not sign up for the bundle at all. I did not sign up for a fitness app. I didn't sign up for a $39.99 anything. I did do the free bag and paid the shipping and handling for that, and I did receive that, but I did not consent to anything else.
Ms. Chapman, what would you like me to do with the account?
What are you able to do with it? Because I don't want to pay. You know, I already filed this $39.99 charge as well as an additional $10.99 charge for fraudulent charges, and they're being disputed with my bank because I did not consent to any of that. And when I signed up for that free bag, there was nothing that said anything like that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I see. So usually the terms and conditions are there when you're ordering, but I'll say this to you, ma'am. So number one, the company is pleased to cancel the account as well as deal with any kind of refunds for you. But because you've opened a dispute, the company doesn't like disputes, of course, but they'll be glad for the bank representative who would be able to, who files the dispute, to call back either on your behalf or with you on the phone to say that they will drop the dispute. And then there will be an exchange where they're dropping the dispute and the company is giving you whatever refund you desire. Okay.
Well, and it's just really shady to me because the charges that were on my account weren't anything to do with the company, because I saved the company on my phone just in case something like this happened. And it wasn't anything called Extended Gardens, which was on my phone. And then there was another one that was titled Fresh Donut. So it's nothing legitimate. And I don't,
so,
I would much
Ms.
rather,
Chapman,
I think.
May I say to you that those titles, by the way, we call them merchant IDs. Those are often not the name of the company. This company here that you're dealing with is called the Factory Direct Saving Store. Those terms that you just said are more merchant IDs, bank-to-bank talk. Okay? So this is the Factory Direct Saving Store. And they're prepared to give you whatever refund or to discuss whatever's on your account. You can have a legal witness as your bank rep with you on the phone. Okay?
Well, I do plan on going to my bank later today because I have to get a new debit card to all of this.
Okay.
And I would much rather talk to my bank about what you're telling me right now before I do anything further with you guys, because I've done a lot of online shopping, and it all comes out with a proper title, proper amount, nothing shady, and this is just really shady to me. And I'm sure you're just doing your job, so whatever, but I don't want to do, like you said, I don't want to do anything further with you guys without my bank there with me.
That is right.
Coaching
you can do that.
The right thing to do.
They can be, and remember the key component. The company, when they hear the word dispute, they want to hear those in the authority who can make the dispute. They want to hear, we will drop the dispute. So if you have them say, if you want them to drop the dispute right there with their witness, they can see that the company refunds. And then you're getting your refund 3 to 5 business days. Okay?
See, I mean, I'm sure, yeah, I don't know if you're just like following a script or something like that.
Well, it's
I'm
two
sure.
parts.
I just don't trust that you guys, I mean, the titles of these charges weren't anything to do with the company that you just told me. It's something completely, I mean, one was titled for donuts. So I just don't trust, I don't know if I trust that you guys would even issue me a refund if you're not even going to be legitimate in the charges that you're processing. And I'm being charged $59 altogether for something that wasn't even ran by me whenever I signed up for that dumb bag that wasn't not even worth it. I feel so stupid.
Well, I'm sorry.
What was the name of the company that you're telling me that all of this is from?
The Factory Direct Saving Store.
And what's your name?
Jenny. So I will ask you, I will say one more thing and then I'll let it go. And then whatever else you need me to answer, my pleasure. Ask your bank representative, if they go through the dispute, is there a chance for you not to get your money? Ask them that boldly. And number two, what are the criteria they're looking for to prove so that you get your money or so that you don't get your money? Meaning if they, whatever their investigation is, what will make it that you won't get your money? Make sure if something is going through legally, you understand my point? Ask your bank rep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to reach you guys with my bank present, is this the phone number that I will call?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 8095. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
The best to you, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.